Hi, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, first of all, how did medicinal cannabis go from being illegal to a prescribed medicine?
That's a great question. I think I'd just like to start with defining what medicinal cannabis is. I think one of the most common misconceptions people have is that medicinal cannabis is one product, and this is actually not the case. Like, the term cannabis refers to a family of plants, and they can vary between strains, and there's variability within the same strain dependent on like genetics and growing conditions, very similar to wine grapes. So different plants are going to yield different products. And in Australia, medicinal cannabis is defined as any preparation of the cannabis plant that's intended for therapeutic use. And these preparations can come in different forms, from like raw plant material to concentrated oils to like pharmaceutical preparations. So it could almost be referred to as like cannabis-based medicine as opposed to medicinal cannabis.
Yeah, right. Well, that was actually my next question. So how did those strains kind of go from becoming illegal to a prescribed medicine then? What was the process?
Yeah, so the medicine that's prescribed isn't actually like a preparation of the plant. So the plant itself is made up of like 500 to 600 chemicals. And of those, there are 100 that are specific to the cannabis plant family. But to keep things simple, there are two main cannabinoids that are in the plant. These are THC and CBD. Have you heard of THC?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, so THC is like the infamous chemical or the bad boy that's responsible for the stereotypical effects of weed, you know, the high and the negative effects. But CBD is a different chemical in the plant that has very different effects to THC. It doesn't get you high. And in the absence of THC's negative effects, it's got better therapeutic potential, and that's why it's being researched. So for, in particular, childhood epilepsy, which is where my research is being conducted, a lot of the research is being conducted on CBD. So the story goes... Sorry.
Yeah, right. No, continue.
No. So the story goes, with these kids that have these severe cases of childhood epilepsy, which is, you know, a disease associated with seizures, there was nothing available in the current medication scheme that would help them out. And they were having, you know, up to hundreds of seizures a day. They were at risk of sudden unexpected death and like intellectual disability and behavioral problems. And the stories started popping up around the world that suggested medicinal cannabis products, particularly products high in THC, So products high in CBD were having like miraculous effects on these cases. And we actually had our own case study here in Australia. Her name is Caitlin Lambert, and she was diagnosed with Dravet syndrome, which is a severe form of childhood epilepsy, when she was 11 months old. And despite her doctor's best efforts, they couldn't manage her condition. And she was having, you know, hundreds and hundreds of seizures a day. And out of desperation, her father, Michael, who had heard about these cases around the world, started giving her cannabis oil. And Caitlin went from having like over 1,000 seizures a day to only a couple of times a month. So, you know, it all sounds like a miracle. But at that point, these stories and case studies were only anecdotal evidence, but they were compelling enough to initiate like the empirical and rigorous research required to determine if cannabis-based medicines could be effective.
So you've mentioned that childhood epilepsy is one disease that medicinal cannabis is used to treat. Are there any others?
Yeah. So at the moment, the strongest evidence we have is for childhood epilepsy and pain. But where I work at the Lambert Initiative for Cannabinoid Therapeutics, we're actually conducting research into a lot of areas, including addiction, anxiety, cancer, as I said, pain, sleep, and like post-traumatic stress disorder and other mental illnesses. But at the moment, the strongest evidence is for pain and epilepsy.
Yeah, wow. It seems like a pretty versatile kind of drug. Now, you were speaking about your main case study, and this whole idea that you and what you've been researching is going to be part of the Talking Science series as part of the Sydney Science Festival. That's correct?
Yes.
That's really exciting. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
The talk was, I think, a couple of weeks ago now, and it was great to be able to share my research with the public, because I think a lot of people, like, cannabis remains quite a controversial topic because people can only interpret what they're fed. And up until sort of the most recent times, cannabis was always, you know, the bad boy. But at the moment, it is legal for medicinal purposes in Australia. So what people need is reliable sources of information. So like, I think people are scared of what they don't know. And what we need to do is be able to provide solid information on the topic. Then they don't have to be scared of it, because you can't avoid it. Like, it's being legalized. It is legal in Australia for medicinal purposes. And looking around the world, it's being legalized for recreational purposes in places like Canada. So the more information we have, the better it is, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dilara, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning to chat about it.
It was a pleasure being here. Thank you.